Welcome back to Strength 101, the podcast where we break down fitness and nutrition into its simplest form so that you can get the results that you want. Hey, it's me. It's Nick. I'm back. And I also got Matresa here with me. And we're going to talk to her in a little bit here. Today, it's going to be all about creatine. This will be a short and sweet one because creatine is less complex than you think it is, but it is in the news a lot. People are talking about it all the time. Everybody's crazy about creatine. So let's talk about whether you should take it, how much you should take of it, and what it actually does in your body, because I think it is largely misunderstood. It's just like that magic pill, magic powder type of mentality around it. And people are kind of wondering, like, do I really need it? Is it really going to help me? And we're going to explain that today. Before we get to that, I want to give a quick member shout out to one of our members here at Strength Academy, who, when she first started, I don't think that she knew that she was going to change so much, and I don't think she knew that she was going to hit 200 classes like she did yesterday. That is Dawn B. Congratulations on 200 classes. This just reaffirms, I hope, to every single person, both in our gym and that's listening to this podcast, consistency is everything, guys, and change takes time, and you just got to keep hammering away at it. Keep knocking on that door, and eventually it will open. So congratulations to Dawn. If you do 200 classes, you're much more likely to do 300 and 400, and that's when insane results come in your life, is just massive amounts of consistency. Anyways, back to creatine. Creatine! Everybody's crazy about it. What the hell is it? Should I be taking it? I have often said that there's only a few supplements that I really recommend. And if I had to put them in the category of supplements that I actually think help you versus ones that maybe they help you, maybe they don't, or maybe they're only going to help the people that are really at the top echelon of what they do, high-level strength athletes, bodybuilders, yada, yada, yada. I think the ones that help everybody, protein, creatine, caffeine, all the eens. Protein, creatine, caffeine. So let's talk about creatine. What is creatine? So creatine is a shuttle molecule. And so you want to think of it as just like a helper. Your body runs off of a substance called ATP. We're not going to go too deep into this. We're not going to make it too complex. ATP. I did a video on this at one point where I had Peppa Pig explaining what creatine was, and I was able to do it with Peppa Pig talking, so it's not that complex. You can look up that video on my Instagram, at @Nick_Byam. But creatine is just something that helps recover your muscles faster when you're working out. And your muscles, every single time that they flex, right now, if I flex my bicep, my body just used ATP to make that happen. That's the energy that it uses. So like I said, when I flex my bicep right now, my muscle is eating ATP. It is using up ATP. That is the energy that is used in the body to cause movement in the muscles. You don't have to know much about this to understand this. ATP stands for adenosine triphosphate. So it's an adenosine, which is basically like the shuttle molecule for this, and then three phosphates. And when I flex my muscle, it breaks one of those bonds. And so ATP, after it's been used up and helped cause a muscular contraction, becomes ADP, adenosine diphosphate, which means now there are only two of those phosphate molecules that are on that substance. Now, in order to continue to flex your muscle over and over again, in order to continue to strength train, in order to lift your maximum weights, your body needs to have a continuous source of ATP. And this is where creatine comes in. Creatine is basically just a shuttle molecule. It naturally occurs in your body. It's already in there. Right now, as you're sitting here listening to this, creatine is in your muscles. And that creatine exists as creatine phosphate. So it's creatine with one phosphate attached to it. And when your body starts using up that ATP and it breaks it down into that ADP and it needs to recycle that energy again, creatine comes in and says, hey, take my phosphate, buddy. I know you need to keep moving. I got one to spare. And it comes and it donates that phosphate so that you can regenerate ATP and you can continue to flex your muscles. That's a whole lot of complex mumbo jumbo. But when you take creatine, you're basically giving your muscle more access to more of those shuttle molecules so that you can regenerate your energy faster. And this is why creatine is very important in strength training and sports like football, where it is a sprint and rest methodology. When we strength train, we hit a lift hard, we give it a maximum effort, then we take a rest time. Then we hit it again, then we take a rest time. Football, average play lasts what, 7 seconds? 7 seconds on a football play, and then what do you get? A good 30 seconds to a minute rest, right? Looking at Stetler here, our football professional. So in those types of sports, the ability to explode and then regenerate your energy so you can be just as explosive on the next bout is very, very important. And this is what creatine helps you with. So how does creatine help you build muscle? That's the real question here. If I am taking creatine, and we'll talk about the amount to take and how consistently to take it in a second. If I'm taking creatine consistently, there's going to be more of that creatine phosphate in my muscles so that I can regenerate my energy easier. What this is allows you to do if you're trying to build more muscle is, let's take the example of I'm going to do some bicep curls. I'm going to do 4 sets of bicep curls at 10 reps. If I was off creatine, what might happen is I might do, let's say, 50 pounds. I'm going to do 50 pounds for my first set of 10 reps. And then my second set, I do 50 pounds again. And that 10th one is like, oh my God, it's really a struggle. And that third set, I do it and I'm like, oh no, I could only get 8 reps. And that fourth set, Jesus, I could only get 5 reps. Well, maybe if I was on creatine, then I could have either done 50 pounds the entire time for all 10 reps, or maybe it only fell off by a rep or two. And so what happens is I'm able to train the muscle more intensely. I'm able to get more repetitions. I'm able to keep my weights higher. Maybe in that same example of 4 sets of 10 on the bicep curls, you get to that fourth set and you say, well, I just can't do 8 to 10 reps anymore, so I need to go down. And so you pick up a 35-pound barbell or dumbbell. And so you went down in weight. Well, maybe on creatine, you can take the 50 for a spin again and get a good 8 to 10 reps again. And by doing this, you are having more intense workouts. You are sending more signals to the muscle that they need to grow and change. And over time, you are going to grow more. That's the biggest benefit. So the first thing you have to remember is if you're going to take creatine, you have to be training intensely enough. If you are just training kind of lackadaisically or you don't train consistently, taking creatine is not going to have any appreciable effect on your muscular gains. It just isn't. You have to be hardcore about this stuff if it's going to work for you. The second benefit to creatine is that creatine promotes intramuscular water storage. And that means that there is going to be more water stored inside your muscles because you are taking creatine consistently. And what that's going to benefit is your ability to lift weights well, because we need fluidity to our muscles. We don't want stiff muscles. We don't want sticky muscles. We want to feel really good. So in the moment, more water in your system is always going to help you get bigger pumps. It's also going to help you feel like you're just feeling better, so you feel confident to attack bigger weights, but it's also going to help you with your recovery. Okay. More water is always better for recovery. I don't know if you've ever done a workout and not gotten enough water in over the next 24 hours, but if you're dehydrated, you're stiff, you're sore, you just don't move as well. And most of the time that affects your performance. On creatine, you are promoting water storage within that muscle, and it's going to help your recovery. So two things that it really helps with: how intense can I train? And how well can I recover? And honestly, those are the two most important things if you want to gain muscle over time. Now, there's a few things that we have to understand about creatine. One, creatine is an accumulated effect, meaning that I don't take creatine once and then get the benefit of it. It has to be in my system at high levels and accumulate over time. And so what people will do is they will usually take some type of loading dose when they take their creatine. If you look on the back of any type of creatine, I'm not going to get into what type you should take, because you should just take the type that is at your freaking nutrition supplement store that doesn't upset your stomach too much. Most of them are going to recommend you take 5 grams of creatine. People can take up to 20 grams as long as your stomach can tolerate it and see additional benefits the entire way up. Now, you have to start low and work your way up to that, but just know that just because it says 5 grams, you may see more benefit from more. I've taken up to 16 grams, and I noticed that it was much better than when I was taking 8 grams. And so I would recommend you mess with this as long as your stomach can handle it. But if you look on the back and it tells you to take 5 grams, it might take you a good week before your body actually starts to see the results of the accumulation of creatine in the muscle. What some people do is they will front load their creatine. And so instead of taking 5 grams, they will take 8 grams or 10 grams or 15 grams in that first day to get a giant bolus in their system. And then you have to keep taking it consistently. The consistency is key with creatine. It's very important that you take it all the time. If you fall off for 2 days and then you go back to it, you're going to have to go through that loading process again, and there's going to be another weak buffer before your body's really ready to benefit from it. So it's very important that this is consistency. This isn't like a pre-workout where you take it and you instantly get the results. This is something that you want to take consistently. And like I said, 5 grams is a good starting place, but the studies have shown and people have reported increased and improved effects all the way up to 20 grams per day. The second thing that you have to keep in mind about creatine is what I said about water. Because creatine promotes intramuscular water storage, there's less water available for the rest of your body. And so people get prone to dehydration headaches, maybe feeling stiff and sore in other parts of their body, maybe their joints are a little achy, you have to drink enough water in order for this to have good effects. And so often, I just like the trope that I think of is like the guys that I knew in high school that were on creatine were always carrying around a big gallon of water jug. And that's exactly what you should do. You should continue to chug water, continue to chug water. But that also means you're probably going to gain weight. We had a member here who started taking creatine and he stopped taking it because he just felt so bloated on it that it wasn't comfortable for him. Now, not everybody reports that, but that could happen to you. That's part of the results of the creatine is that it's pumping up your muscles so much and storing so much water that you're ready to go at any time, but you have to make sure you're giving your body enough water to get those results. So if you see the scale go up when you start taking creatine, don't fret. It's actually a natural process. Your body is just holding on to more water and you don't want to freak out. You just want to keep taking it and you want to keep consistently training at a high level. And now, like I mentioned, we have Matresa here today. And Matresa, are you currently on creatine? How long have you been taking it for? You take it, you're consistent with a lot of your stuff, better than I am.
I won't lie, I actually forget it some days. I will be honest. Oh my God, dun, dun, dun. I've been taking it though for, I don't know, probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years now.
Okay. What's been your experience? I mean, you don't have to mimic all the stuff that I just said, obviously, but like what is your lived experience with creatine? Because you didn't take it for a while, then you did. Mm-hmm. What's been the difference?
I for sure have noticed like being able to push myself in the gym more, maybe being able to push through an extra rep versus before. My muscles definitely have been filled up more. Mm-hmm. I've just had really great results from it, honestly. Like I have noticed differences, but I noticed at first a little bit of bloating. I know you said not to mimic everything, but I'm just thinking pieces that I know I have noticed. Yeah. And especially if I don't drink enough water with it. But I'm definitely someone that drinks like a lake every day. So it helps.
I've noticed, and I don't know if you notice this, I tend to stay very lean. So I think I'm like hyper aware of this when I start to take creatine is I actually like the way I look better on creatine because of that intramuscular water storage.
Yeah.
It feels like even though the water's staying and the scale may go up, I'm like, man, I went to all the right places. Like it's mm-hmm. in my pecs and my biceps. It's not like I just put a bunch of water weight or fat around my belly.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Do you feel like when you say that bloated feeling, do you feel that bloating feeling?
At the beginning, I did at first.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it was also because I just wasn't drinking enough water with it at the time. But I haven't had it since now that my body's been comfortable with it.
Yeah. It's kind of adjusted to it.
Yeah.
I personally like that bloated feeling because I know that when I'm well fed and well hydrated, that I feel kind of like I feel full. I feel bloated in my muscles. But having lifted long enough, I associate that feeling with I'm about to get a freaking sick pump when I go in and train right now.
Sure.
Differently than when I feel kind of wilted, like a wilted flower. And then I go into the gym and it's really hard for me to get a pump. And I think that's mostly the hydration piece. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Have you experienced that same thing at all? I don't know if that's more of a guy thing. Like I like really like feeling like I'm about to like bust out of my skin. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I'm going to get a sick pump.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I've necessarily felt that, but, but I mean, I've noticed that my pumps are definitely different from taking creatine.
I'm gonna reel on this because this is another analogy I thought of that I totally forgot once I got into it. But I think this is helpful for people to think about because, you know, me talking about ATP and all that mumbo jumbo is like useful, I guess, if you really want to get interested in that. But the analogy I thought of this morning was I bought a Ryobi lawnmower one time, and Ryobi typically runs off of battery packs, right? So battery powered saws and battery powered leaf blowers. And I bought a lawnmower that was battery powered and huge mistake because I just don't think the technology's there. It's not ready for it. But I thought, oh, sweet. Like I have a small lawn. I'll be able to just throw a battery in, go and hit it. I'm not going to have to buy gasoline. And what I found was that my battery pack would run out. And so what I did was then I started charging 3-4 batteries at a time so that I could just swap them out right away. And I think that's the real effect of creatine right there, is that when your body is running low on its battery pack, creatine basically comes in with a fresh battery pack and says, you're good to go, man. And then you can keep chugging along.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
But I think that's a good way to look at it, is like creatine is basically giving you more energy when you need it most in the middle of a workout so that you can keep progressing with what you're trying to do and accomplish the task at hand.
Helps give you an extra push.
Well, how much creatine do you take?
I take 5 grams a day.
5 grams. Have you ever tried titrating up?
No.
No? Mm-mm. You should try it. Highly recommend.
It's a lot of money to waste. I'm just kidding.
It is a lot of money. Creatine can be kind of expensive. What kind do you take?
I actually started taking a new one that's helped me take it more often. It's Nutricost, I think it's the brand.
Okay. What's making it easier for you to take?
It's flavored.
Yes.
I got an mine's an orange cream one, and I mix it with light pineapple juice.
Oh, that sounds pretty damn good.
And I mix it. That's helpful. So I think that if you're going to take creatine, if you like unflavored and you can just throw it in your water, I don't like it just plain in my water.
Yeah.
I need to put it in something, and it's something I have to look forward to every day. I know some people put in their coffee, but I don't want to put that stuff
in. Plain in water sucks. Even when I used to try to put it in my protein shakes, I noticed it. It was just like there's like a little bit of a chemical flavor to the unflavored ones. I'll tell you the only one I've ever consistently taken, and this was when I was in college. When I was consistently taking creatine, I took this one. And then more recently, I like this one better, which is Six Star Nutrition, which is in Walmart. So one, accessible to everybody. And I think it works phenomenally well. It does have some carbohydrates. It's a little it has some carbs in it, but I actually think it's better. That one comes in 8-gram doses, but it's at every single Walmart. And it's just like fruit punch flavored. And if I'm excited to have like a fruity drink, then I'm going to drink my creatine. If I have to add this kind of shitty tasting scoop to my protein shake, I'm just never going to do it. And
yeah.
So find the way that's easiest for you. Any other recommendations on creatine? Do you think there's anybody that necessarily should or shouldn't be taking it?
I think everyone should take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter your age, no matter where you're at, I think everyone should take it. It makes a huge difference. And I know there's more studies specifically on more like older women that really need it, especially going through just life changes.
Yeah. Without getting too into the weeds on this, they've done a lot of research lately that's coming out about cognitive enhancement. Not necessarily cognitive enhancement, but you want to think of it as like, okay, your brain runs off of the same ATP that your muscles do. And for your brain to be able to regenerate ATP at a fast level as well, maybe you're not going to get that 2 p.m. fog that you would normally get when you're really, really tired. And they've done all these research studies now that shows like giving people up to 20 grams of creatine as a supplement helps them stay awake if they had to stay awake throughout the night. So maybe if you're somebody who's like in college and you're trying to pull an all-nighter, maybe you down some creatine and it'll help you stay awake. So there's definitely benefits for older populations.
I'm going to budge in on that.
Please.
But from you saying that, I have seen a study of, a lot of us get like the 2 p.m., 3 p.m. crash where we feel like we need an extra thing of caffeine. I've seen that creatine can help with that. So then you won't have that crash and you don't need an extra source of caffeine. But the creatine will kind of supplement that for you and help with energy levels, as you were just saying.
And it's been around long enough. And it's like, they've been looking at it for a good 50 years. You never know what the long-term effects of these types of supplements are. But it's been around long enough. They've had enough research studies on it that like if there were major safety concerns, we would know by now. So I file it into one of the things that I feel very safe recommending people take it. And I feel very safe taking it myself. If my daughter was like even 14 years old, I would feel safe having her take it as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's always the litmus test is like, would you recommend it to your family? I would.
If I would say, especially, I would also agree with you and I would recommend it to anybody. It also is something like if you eat red meat, like that's creatine's in that. Like people don't really, I know some people can be nervous hearing like, oh, taking creatine, this supplement. Well, a lot of times you're ingesting it more than you think you are. So it's something that you're actually probably having more often than you even realize.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't want to take the supplement, double down on your red meat and you'll be totally fine. You'll have plenty of creatine. Mm-hmm. But if you're really looking to supplement it and you know what, you can always try it and then you can always come off of it. Like I said, that one guy in our gym, he tried it. He didn't like how bloated he felt. He stopped taking it. It all went away. No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
So give these things a shot and then also mess with your dosage and really see what works for you and see if you see a benefit more over the course of a month than over the course of 2 days.
Right? Yep, absolutely.
Guys, hopefully this was useful for you. Creatine is just one of those things that I think there's a lot of information out there about, but nobody ever talks about what it actually does at the muscular level. So hopefully this is interesting. If you found this of value, go comment on one of our posts. We're at Strength 101 on everything. So we're on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all at Strength 101. Guys, this was Strength 101. Peace out.